Simon & Schuster Audio presents Behemoth by Scott Westerfeld. Read by Alan Cumming.
One. Alec raised his sword. On guard, sir! Derin hefted her own weapon, studying Alec's pose. His feet were splayed at right angles, his left arm sticking out behind like the handle of a teacup. His fencing armor made him look like a walking quilt. Even with his sword pointed straight at her, he looked barking silly.
Do I have to stand like that? She asked.
If you want to be a proper fencer, yes.
A proper idiot, more like,
Derin muttered, wishing again that her first lesson was someplace less public. A dozen crewmen were watching, along with a pair of curious hydrogen sniffers, but Mr. Rigby, the bosun, had forbidden swordplay inside the airship. She sighed, raised her sabre, and tried to imitate Alec's pose. It was a fine day on the Leviathan's topside, at least. The airship had left the Italian peninsula behind last night, and the flat sea stretched in all directions, the afternoon sun scattering diamonds across its surface. Seagulls wheeled overhead, carried by the cool ocean breeze. Best of all, there were no officers up here to remind Derin that she was on duty. Two German ironclad warships were rumored to be skulking nearby.